Yo, what's good? What's poppin'? It's your boy Jeff Devonte coming to y'all with a new episode of Melanin Theory. today we're gonna be talking about some things I don't like about my job. Which is a lot of the end. Realistically, it's not even necessarily like things I don't like about my specific job. It's more so like retail gripes. Things that just grind my gears when it comes to retail, and 90% of the time it's the behaviors that the customers have. And I'm laughing because I'm like, bro, like, this stuff sometimes infuriates me, and it might be very minute to some people. Like, you might be listening to this and be like, really, that bugs you? Like, it's not that big of a deal. But when it happens at least 15 times a day, every single day I go to work, I just be like, I'm over this, bro. Like, I'm so tired. So we just gonna get right into it. Retail gripe number one, and this is the one that happens the most. People come into the store, and they're, you know what I'm saying, shoe store, we sell clothes as well, but, you know, people come to the store, hey, can I get the classics? All right, now keep in mind, classics are, you know what I'm saying, that's what this company is known for. Again, I'm not gonna tell you where I work, my job is, I'm not gonna tell you the company. If you figure it out, if you know, then cool. If not, oh well. Sucks to suck. But anyways, that sounded so rude. But anyways, no, like, when it comes to like the classics that we offer, there are four different styles that are considered classics, right? So when people come in and be like, they'll be standing I'd say a good 7 feet away from the shoe wall, hey, can I get the classics? I mean, yeah, sure, like, which ones you want? Just the black and white classics. And they're like gesturing and pointing towards the wall. You're standing 7 feet away from the wall, and you're gonna point in a general direction talking about just the black and white ones. Okay, again, there are four different ones, my guy or miss, ma'am. Like, which ones do you want? The black and white classics right there. Right, where you're pointing in a general direction. I can't. So then sometimes I used to walk up to the shoe and be like, do you mean this one? No, right next to it. Do you mean this one? One more over. This one? Yeah, that one right there. Then I would angrily go grab the shoes. And then I'd come back and I'd be like, bro, why didn't you just walk up to the wall and say, this one right here, can I get this in a size, blah, blah, blah. But I've gotten to the point now, I don't even move. I just be sitting there with my arms crossed, and they be like, that one right there. I'm like, I'm not sure which one you're talking about. You got to show me. And they'll be like, oh, the one with the laces. I'm like, okay, there's still three other ones that you can choose from. There's the three of them with laces. The one with the stripe. Okay. You still got choices, bro. Like, so I'm like, I just stand there and I wait for them to go grab the shoe, and I'll be like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I can get that for you. Like, is that hard? Is that hard for you to just walk over there? 7 feet, which for most of y'all probably three steps, and just grab a shoe and say, this one. I'm not going to keep moving for you. No, I refuse. Another retail gripe that I have, I'm in the middle of helping out a customer, and now don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying, I understand we have masks now. People wear masks, you can't see, you know what I'm saying, you can't see if somebody's talking. You might be able to hear them, but sometimes it might be a little loud in the store. You got music playing, other people in the store, you know what I'm saying, kids might be in the store running around, whatever the case may be. But I'm standing, you know what I'm saying, 6 feet away looking at somebody, you know what I'm saying, and somebody gonna come over and walk up to me, first of all, getting in my personal space. I'm like, you're not social distancing, so you're already getting too close. But you're going to walk up in the middle of me having a conversation. Oh, yeah, excuse, can I get this in a size? And I'm like, bro, I'm talking. I'm literally having, somebody is telling me about something. You're going to come up and start talking without even saying, excuse me, or hey, or do you have a minute? Or at least, like, sometimes I'll just look at somebody I won't say nothing, but I'll look at them hoping like, okay, they see me looking at them. Maybe they know that I have a question. They'll eventually ask me like, what's up? Like none of that, bruh. Just walk up and start. You think I'm just passionately staring in this person's eyes? You think I'm just staring at them like, oh, your eyes are really beautiful. No, no. I'm having a conversation. If I'm not talking, they're talking. So why are you going to walk up and start talking to me about some shoes I don't care that you want? I don't care that you want these shoes right now. There are other people in the store working. You gonna ask me? Talking to a customer? Bro, get out of my face. Obviously, I don't be treating customers like that. But I literally, especially if they come in hot without an excuse me or without an I'm sorry to bother, without any of that. If they just come in hot, can I get this? I'd be like, I need you to wait. I'm having a conversation. I need you to wait. I'll be with you in a minute. And then I turn, and a lot of the time, they be having this face like, oh, excuse me. And I'd be like, yeah, you're excused. You are excused because that was rude. And what I'm not finna do is help out a rude customer when I'm already helping out a rude customer. And it's not to say all customers are rude, but it's like, sometimes I'll be helping out a customer who already not happy about something, and I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and deal with this, and then somebody else gonna come up talking about, ooh, can I get, no, you cannot, all right? Dang, another retail gripe that I have. I don't like when, like, somebody will ask me, excuse me, can you check to see if we have this in X size? Sure. I go check, finds out we don't have it, come back. Hey, I apologize. We don't have that shoe in that size. Is there anything else I can get for you? I'll think about it. Let me look around. For sure. No problem. Take your time. I walk away, chilling. Now, we have walkies in our store that we use to communicate with each other. You know what I'm saying? And so, I will see, you know, one of the associates or one of the other managers, they might be going around checking in on people like, hey, how are you doing? Have you helped already? Blah, blah, blah. But then I might hear like, oh, stepping back to grab blah, blah, blah in this size, this shoe in this size. Or they'll be like, hey, do y'all know if we have this shoe in this size? And I'll be like, wait, hold on. Ain't that the shoe like this? I just looked for that shoe and I told them we ain't had it. Yeah, now you're gonna go ask somebody else? I be getting big mad. Cause I'm like, bro, I work here and you don't trust me? you think I'm just walking back there just for fun? You think I'm just walking back there twiddling my thumbs and we don't have the size, go back? I'm like, bro, I checked the size for you and I told you you don't have it. Now you're gonna ask somebody else for it? You know what? Hey, any shoe that you want from now on, we don't have. I'm just letting you know right now. Because I'm like, what you're not finna do is I work here. Ooh, I'm not gonna front. I'm like, bro, now I understand why parents, like when I was younger, I would go ask my mom for something. She'd say no, I go ask my dad, he'd be like, all right, cool. Or I go ask my dad, he say no, I go ask my mom, they'd be like, all right, cool. Now it's like, I understand that anger when they find out that you went and asked the other parent. Cause it's like, bro, no, I told you no. But now you wanna test the boundaries and go ask your dad or go ask your mom. You know what? No from now on. Everything no from now on. That's how it is. I'm like, you asked me for a shoe, I told you we don't have it, now you asking for somebody else to double check my work? Nigga, I'm the manager. What do you all right, bet, we ain't got nothing for you. You can go to Foot Locker. You can go to Journeys. You know what I'm saying? You can go somewhere else. Because no. I don't like that. Another retail gripe that I have. When people, I'm at the cash register, right? When I'm at the cash register, ringing people up, total's gonna be this much. Cash or card? Oh, I'm gonna pay cash. All right, cool. I got my hand out. My hand is an invitation for you to put the money in my hand. Now, I will say this happened a lot more pre-COVID. This doesn't happen post-COVID. Post-COVID is different, but pre-COVID, this happened a lot. Stick my hand out. Waiting for you to go ahead and this is an invitation. Put the money in my hand. That's fine. I'm here waiting for you. They pull the money out. they might count the money in their hand. My hand is in their view. Even if it's in your peripheral, it's in your view. But you're going to put the money on the table. Y'all can't see it, but I'm looking at my hand and looking at the mic like, really? You gonna put the money on the table? My hand is right. It's right here. Why are you putting the money on the table? So then I would have to, let me put my hand down. Let me scoop the money off the table. And let me go ahead and count them. I'm like, bruh. So I got to a point, again, pre-COVID, I got to a point where my hand would be out. They put the money on the table. I'm looking at the register, pressing random buttons as if I'm doing something still. As if I'm like, oh, I gotta add this on there, put this number in, put this code in. I'm random buttons with my hand still up. Like, you go put this money in my hand. I'm not going to touch the money off the table. My hand is right here. You purposely put it on the table. Well, guess what? You going to pick it up and put it in my hand, because this is what we're not going to do. And I will say there have been a lot of times where they probably acted as if they didn't see my hand still. It would be on the phone or something, and I'm like, well, I guess I have to be the bigger person. But I'm like, bro, put the money in my hand. Like, why are you going the extra step to put it on the table? That's so irritating. I don't like that. Another retail grab that I have. There's so many. And I think this is why I've gotten to the point where I'm like, F retail, bro. Like, I don't care for retail anymore. I don't want to do retail. Like, I'm so over this. I'm so over this shit. Like, bro, I'm so over it, for real. Like, there's so many things that bother me that honestly I do feel like this should not bother me as much as it does. But I think it's the fact that I've worked retail most of my life. Like, even though I've been in this job for 3 years, this isn't my first retail job. And so it's a lot of the times I'd be thinking, like, why am I still here? I'm 25, and don't get me wrong, everybody's journey is different. I get that. Everybody's journey is different, and I will have my success when it comes. I'm not even gonna sit here and act like it ain't coming. Oh, it's coming, and it's coming soon. I'm confessing, within the next 3 years, bruh, success finna be popping and on and popping and jumping. You know what I'm saying? But I really be thinking, like, bro, why am I still here? I've had other jobs before this that were really good. I had a job as an outreach mentor where I was basically an admissions counselor talking to high school students. Hey, what are your plans for after high school? That was my favorite job ever. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But it was only on a 2-year contract term. Or I'm sorry, was it 1 year? It was on a 1-year contract, 2-semester term. And I was just like, bro. And after I left, you know what I'm saying, Mesa College, I couldn't work there again because I wasn't a student no longer. But it's like, I've had jobs before this that were actually tight and like actually what I would consider more adult work, because, you know what I'm saying, it's more than just like shoes. But here I am working in X company slaying shoes. I don't want to do this, and I don't want to deal with y'all people. Y'all customers is rude. Y'all don't care about us. And me being the only black person in the store, it even extra sucks, because now I try to talk to bro. This is, I'm about to tell y'all something so crazy, and if it's gonna sound mad crazy, listen. I have people that come in. I'll be like, hey, good morning, how y'all doing? Which actually, this is another gripe, retail gripe. They come in. Good afternoon. Hey, y'all. How you doing? What's up, y'all? Welcome in. What's going on? What can we look for? What can we help you look for today? Nothing. Silence. And I'm the type of person, I'm like, oh, you gonna say hi to me. You are going to say hello to me. You're in my store. You're gonna say hi. So I walk up a second time. Hey, how are you doing, y'all? Getting a little louder. Is there anything I can help you with today? Maybe they didn't hear me because of the mask. Maybe the mask was muffling me. You know what I'm saying? Muffling my speech. Second time I say it, oh, we're good. Oh, oh, so you don't want my help? all right. And a lot of times I think to myself, whatever, that's fine. They need time to walk around, which most of the time they might do. Need time to walk around, need time to look at the store, whatever the case may be, and I'm able to help them out, whatever, whatever. But of course, it's a lot of white people. A lot of times they just don't want to talk to me. They don't. And that is fine. But I'm like, you gonna at least say hi to me. Bro, this is the crazy part. I have people who walk in with Trump masks. Straight up Trump supporters. Literally like Trump 2020 on their mask. Or they might even have a shirt, Trump 2020. Or they might, you know, they kids. Bro, sometimes even they kids got Trump 2020, Trump 2016 masks on, bro. Well, not the 2016 masks, and it wasn't then, but you know what I'm saying? Trump stuff on. Bro, I'm at the store wearing a Black Lives Matter mask. I'm wearing a Black Lives Matter mask. Now, of course, I'm at work. I'm professional. I'm not going to switch up and, you know what I'm saying, cause a scene. But, you know what I'm saying, if I have to help them, I'm going to help them. And a lot of the times, I'm not going to front. I'm like, oh, you going to get my help. You a Trump supporter, I'm for sure going to help you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. I like making white people feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to hold you. I love making white people uncomfortable. So I'm in my head, I'm like, bet this might be uncomfortable for you, but guess what? You need help and I need the sales. So what's up? Like, but I'll walk over there, bro. These Trump supporters be 10 times more nice than the white people that don't be walking in with Trump masks, bro. And that's the crazy part to me. There's this guy that's come into my store at 3 times now, still wears a different Trump mask every time, wears a Trump hat. You know what I'm saying? When he walks into the store, he sees me. Hey, what's good, man? How you doing? Hey, yeah, can I get this shoe? Oh, bro, every time I come in here, you be helping me out. I appreciate that, bro. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, bro, aside from your political views, you're actually a really cool guy. Like, that's crazy to me. Another dude, there was this woman waiting outside for her husband. I'm like, okay, she's waiting for her husband, you know, whatever. Husband rolls up with a stroller, 2 kids. Now, he had a Target stroller, or not a stroller, a shopping cart. He had a Target shopping cart, right? Which is obviously red. Pulls up with the Target shopping cart. I turn to look at him. It took me a legit at least 45 seconds to realize, oh, shoot, his hat is red, too. Oh, shoot, that's a Trump hat. And so I'm like, dang, another one coming in. Bro, he's, hey, man, I appreciate you for helping out my family, man. Yeah, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, in each interaction, they don't mention my mask. I don't mention their Trump stuff. But it's like, bro, the niceness is genuine. Because I'm like, you don't have to do this. And I mean, realistically, if you leave in here talking about, man, this dude with a Black Lives Matter mask, you know, at the store, like, that's out of my control. But while they're there and while I'm helping them, bro, super nice people. And I'm just like, I be baffled. I really be baffled. I'm like, how are y'all nicer than the racist people who closeted? Y'all public with it. Still, like, it'd be fucking me up. I'm not gonna, it'd be messing me up so much. Now this is my last gripe for today. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be talking about, this is my last one for today. There's definitely a lot more, but I just don't want to be, you know, constant complaining. But one of my other gripes that I don't like is when people sacrifice comfort for cheapness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had people that will buy a shoe, right? So we have some shoes that were buy one get one half off for a little bit, right? Buy one get one half off for the sale shoe specifically. Now, there are some styles where the sizes, let's just say, I don't know, 10 and a half to 6 for, you know, kids is on sale. But then the 6.5 to 13 for men in the same style, same color, is not on sale. I mean, I don't know why. That's just how it is. I literally have customers that will come in, see that it's on sale for that one style, but don't recognize or realize, oh, it's not for the men, which is fine. Hey, company made it confusing. I don't know why they did that. That's fine. I understand. But when they come up to Ring and realize, oh, this size is not on sale. This size is a size 7. The size 6 is what's on sale. Give me the size 6. bro, what? You're a size 7. And realistically, might even be a 7.5, but got the 7 because the 7.5 wasn't available. So you're a size 7, possibly 7.5, but because the shoe is not on sale, you say, give me the 6, because that one is on sale. That makes absolute no sense to me. And I'm sorry, I lied, because now it brought up another gripe that I have. Not only are they sacrificing price for comfort, which I get it, everybody's financial stability is not the same. Everybody's finances are different. I understand that and I get that. But if you can't get a shoe, don't get the shoe. Look, if the shoe is not on sale and it don't fit in your price range, don't get a different size because that shoe is on sale. Like, in a smaller size. It'd be different if it was like, dang, the size 7 is on sale. I need the size 6. The size 6 is not on sale. Man, forget it. Give me the size 7. Especially if it's for your kid, because it's like, all right, they might not be able to wear it for, I don't know, 6 months to a year, but you still got a sale. And if anything, they can grow into it, but they not finna grow down. Like, people grow up. You feel me? Like, why are you getting a smaller size? So my last retail gripe, and I promise this last one, unless I get triggered. But my last retail, it's like, bro, when people ask me, hey, do you have this in a size 10? Is that your shoe size? Yeah, size 10. That's what you wear? Yeah, size 10. What's your shoe say that you got on right now? Looks? Yeah, this is size 10. All right, for sure. You want a size 10? I got you. Goes back. Hey, man, we don't have a size 10. The closest thing that we have to it is going to be a men's 9 or a men's 8.5. Or, at worst, a men's 13. All right. Yeah, let me try the size 9. Like, we... What? Bro, we just established that you're a size 10. Okay? So you wearing a size 10 right now. I can even pull out this measuring stick to measure your foot to make sure that you're a size 10. But we pretty much confirmed that. And now you want to try on a size 9. But you're a size 10. What? Like, why? You know you're a size. And this is what gets me. Bro, when I bring the shoe to them and they try it on. And when I come back and check on them and be like, hey, so how did that shoe fit? They be like, oh yeah, it's not gonna work. Duh. Like, it's a whole size smaller than what you need. Like, oh yeah, it didn't fit. Oh yeah, I don't think this is gonna work. I'm like, I'm sorry, because I'd be like, what? I really want to know what you thought was going to happen. Did you think you was going to put the shoe on and your foot was going to be like, oh, this is a size 9. Hold on, let me get smaller. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me shrink a little bit. Like, what did you think was going to happen? It's not your shoe size. Talk about, oh yeah, it didn't fit. Bro, that would be getting me every time. Sometimes I really be getting hot because I'm like, you are a grown woman / you are a grown woman, man, non-binary. You are a grown person. You are a grown human being. And you know how numbers work. You know how shoe sizes work. Why did you think that that shoe was going to fit? It wasn't. The moment you said, get me a size, the moment you said, get me a, I didn't even have to know what size you wanted aside from the one that you are. Like, whatever other size you were going to ask for, it's not going to fit. So why are you, the audacity, bro? I'm just saying, the audacity. I don't get it. I really don't. Those things plus many are some things that really just, it makes me laugh sometimes, but most of the time it grinds my gears. And it really be having me sitting on my lunch break or on my 10 minute break or in the back room, just sitting contemplating, thinking to myself, like, wow, the people we serve are really, I like to say, silly. I don't like to use the word stupid, because I know that can be very condescending. And I mean, silly could be condescending too, but I don't care. I use silly other than stupid because that makes me feel better. But I'm like, bro, the customers that we serve are really silly, bro. And it don't make sense. So why am I still here? Why am I still here? Like, but at the end of the day, honestly, like, my coworkers and I, we all be getting a kick out of it sometimes. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not the only person. And who knows, when I do part two of this, if there is a part two, I might even have my coworkers on here just as like a, I need, like, so y'all know I'm not crazy. And if you work retail, bro, hey, if you work retail, hit me up on the Instagram. Hit me up on the Instagram. Let me know some other things that you don't like when it comes to your retail gripes. You feel me? Instagram, melanin_theory, MELANIN_THEORY, melanin theory. Bang my line. Hey, Jeff, there's some other things I don't like when it comes to retail. Or you forgot to add yada, yada, yada. Let me know, because I know I cannot be the only person going through this. With that being said, I appreciate y'all for listening today. I do want to let y'all know, your boy is coming back hot and heavy. I was able to connect with one of my best friends. Shout out to Kalia. I was able to connect with one of my best friends yesterday. And we created a whole plan, pretty much a media content plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be content being dropped every single week, and consistently now, because now I have a small team. Cannot thank you enough, Kalia. Appreciate it, and I love you. So yes, look out for it. We about to be dropping stuff coming soon. I ain't gonna tell you what it is yet. You gonna have to tune in, but the consistency will end up being there. I know I gotta earn some trust back. I know I gotta earn, you know what I'm saying, I gotta make sure that I'm staying on point with it, but we here. All right, so that being said, stay awesome, stay positive, stay black. If you're not black, stay you, be dope. Love you. Peace.